Sick inmates are suing the state of Alabama over the quality of health care in state prisons. Diabetics, cancer patients, and other prisoners with chronic diseases say they are routinely denied treatment, which puts their lives in danger. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
This former Alabama inmate spends most of his time on the road since he was released from prison in August. He drives an hour away 5 days a week for chemotherapy and radiation treatments at a regional hospital.
They just take you back here and zap you.
A shiny round lump protrudes from the corner of his left eye.
Yeah, about the size of a good-sized grape.
Jim, who doesn't want to use his real name for fear speaking out might jeopardize his parole, has a life-threatening cancer in his face. The symptoms first surfaced when he was in prison more than 2 years ago.
First, it started off, I had paralysis in my left eye to where I couldn't lift my eyebrow or squint my eye. And I was diagnosed as Bell's palsy. For about a year, that's what they kept telling me. And side of my face, it grew up to the size of a half of an orange. But they was kept telling me that it was Bell's palsy.
Finally, after his wife and mother complained to state officials, he was referred to an outside doctor more than a year later.
And she looked at me right off the bat and said, "Son, you have cancer." And my old heart dropped to my feet when she told me that.
Then the battle over his treatment began. He received a few chemo sessions, but never got the radiation and surgery that doctors prescribed for his condition. Jim thinks the state was trying to save money by delaying his treatment. The growth came back and is now inoperable. Experiences like Jim's have prompted several lawsuits against Alabama's prison system and its private health care provider, NAFCARE. Class action lawsuits have been filed by inmates with HIV and diabetes, female prisoners, and inmates at the state prison for those needing chronic care. The suits claim the state is providing inadequate health care in violation of the inmates' constitutional rights and amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Rhonda Brownstein is legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which represents inmates in two of the cases.
We're not advocating for fancy medical care, for plastic surgery, for tooth whitening treatments. We're advocating for cancer patients to get chemotherapy, for kidney dialysis patients to get proper dialysis. Basic care that any person with any shred of decency would provide to another fellow human being.
A nurse who was recently the health services administrator at St. Clair Prison, the state's chronic care facility, confirms that sick prisoners weren't getting proper care. Jane Misseldine worked at St. Clair for about a month until she was fired last week by NAFCARE.
I felt great concern for the inmates. I was horrified at what I saw.
Misseldine says there was a backlog of inmates waiting to see outside doctors for treatment of serious diseases, including cancer. Blood sugar testing for diabetics was sporadic, with some going a year between checks, and other inmates weren't getting their medications on a timely basis. Misseldine says lives were at risk.
I saw toes rotted off of feet of diabetics. Nothing was being done about it. You know, I saw people that had cancers that had grown back that weren't being treated. I saw people that needed better pain control and that there were no process in place to get them better pain control.
State prison officials declined to comment on the lawsuits, but Birmingham-based NAFCARE denies the allegations. Spokesman David Davis.
NAFCARE has provided quality-driven, compassionate health care for the Alabama inmate population.
Davis says NAFCARE is providing exactly what its nearly $30 million a year contract calls for. The state recently terminated the contract with NAFCARE and is seeking new bids from health care providers, which are expected to cost at least $10 million more. Inmate advocates say it's impossible for these private companies to provide constitutional care and still make a profit, given what Alabama has to spend. State officials acknowledge money is a factor.
Alabama spends by far and away the fewest dollars per inmate of any state prison system.
Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor.
If we spent $100 million more this year on our State Department of Corrections, we would still be 50th in per inmate expenditures of all the 50 states. I do not advocate Alabama becoming first or even 20th, but I do think Alabama needs to do much better than it's doing.
But like most states, Alabama is in a budget crisis, and prisons are not a high political priority. Jim, the former inmate with cancer, understands that, but he says criminals are already being punished for their crimes and shouldn't have to pay with their lives.
Money is so tight in Alabama, they don't want to take the money and use it for inmates when they can't even teach their children in schools. I can see their point, but I also can't see where they can justify murder through negligence.
Jim's doctors say he has a 30% chance of surviving his cancer. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.